write your comments and correspondence by email at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have become members. Couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today we'd like to talk about keeping your confidence. We all have things that we're believing for, a dream to come to pass, problems to turn around. At one time, we just knew it was going to happen. We stood in faith, but then, gosh, it's been a long time. We don't see anything improving. We're starting to get discouraged and think that, well, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe it's not meant to be after all. Now, just because you're starting to give up doesn't mean that Krishna or God has given up. Krishna doesn't abort dreams. The delays, the detours, the dead ends, the difficulties, the disappointments, all those D's are not enough to stop God's plan for your life. What He started, He's totally prepared to finish. It is said that what Krishna or God has purposed, no person or no force or no circumstances can annul it. It may seem like what you're believing for is not going to come to pass. It's too late. The odds are against you. Your critics are too great. You don't have the finances. My promise is that Krishna led your steps here today so that He could give you the opposite direction, the opposite message. Krishna is saying to you today, your time is coming. I have not forgotten about you. Just be patient. Don't give up. Remember that for those who always think of me, I am always thinking of them. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's seen the lonely nights. He's seen the backstabbing at the office. He's seen the unfair situations. He's seen the times that you're doing the right thing and not getting the credit. He knows the illness that you've had for a long time hasn't improved yet. He knows that the child is not doing better to date. And when voices whisper to you, it'll never change. Don't believe things are going to turn around. Don't believe that there's favor or blessings in store for you and your loved ones in your future. I have a don't believe for you. Don't believe those lies. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, for those who are devoted to me, healing is coming, promotion is coming, opportunities are coming, freedom is coming. Krishna has already put it on the schedule. The date has already been set. In the 9th chapter, 29th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Samaham sarvabhutesu name dveshasti na priyaha nyeva janti tu mam bhakja maite teshu chapi aham. God declares, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. He's the Father. The Father's impartial to all of His children. But whoever renders service to me, into me in devotion for Him, I have special affection, special regard. Krishna goes so far as to say, He is my friend, and I am also a friend in He. He is to step up, to step out of the crowd, engage in devotion to please the Lord. If you do so, my assurance is that there is a set time for your favor. Just keep honoring Krishna, doing the right thing, and you're going to come into some of those set times. Times that Krishna will show up and show out in the lives of those who keep Him first place. Times they're going to see explosive blessings. Maybe they were struggling in their finances. They didn't see how they could get ahead. And then suddenly, they're promoted. Suddenly, their business takes off. Suddenly, they get that scholarship. The medical report says that they'll never get well. Suddenly, their health turns around. Suddenly, they break that addiction. Suddenly, their child gets back on course. What happened? The devotees came into their set time. Again, in that same ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, a couple of verses later, Krishna says, "Who's devoted to me quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes." Now, I suggest to you that if you could see what Krishna has on your calendar, you wouldn't worry about the client that you just lost. You wouldn't lose sleep over that family member. You wouldn't get discouraged over that legal situation. You may have some obstacles that haven't changed in a long time. But instead of complaining, instead of living discouraged, turn it around throughout the day. Krishna, thank you that my time is coming. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I know. You've already set the time to favor me. You've already set the time to heal me. You've already set the time to turn this around. Get your hopes up. Keep your confidence. It's not too late. You didn't miss your chance. You would not have gotten out of bed this morning if Krishna didn't have something amazing in your future. Now, just don't talk yourself out of it. You're not too small, too young. You're not less than. You're not less than your brothers, less than your sisters, less than your co-workers. No, you are uniquely created, crafted by the hand of the Almighty, forged in His image. Backing up to the second chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, 17th verse, Krishna says, "Avinashi tu tanvidi yena sarvavidam tatam shukarmanam tam abhyasya na karshchid kartam arasi." That which pervades the entire body, consciousness, know it to be indestructible. No one can cause the destruction of the immortal, imperishable soul. Now, people only see the body. They only see your flesh and your blood. They only see your nationality, your education, your gender. Krishna looks at the heart. He looks at the inner self. Don't be discouraged if people write you off. Don't be discouraged because people don't promote you. God promotes you. Promotion doesn't come from people. Promotion comes from Krishna. And He sees if you have a heart that's eager for Him. Sees your sincerity, your integrity, your spirit of excellence. Sees you honoring Him by daily chanting His holy names. What's on the inside is more powerful than what's on the outside. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. Hari Rama, 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 Hari, Hari. Keep being your best, even when no one's watching. Know that Krishna's watching. Even when at work, you don't have a supervisor, let Krishna be your supervisor. You could clock in late, get a co-worker, clock in early for you. You could slack off just enough to get by. But no, because you're a devotee, you go the extra mile. You set an example. You're the standard. That company could not function without you. You have a spirit of excellence because you represent the super excellent Lord Sri Krishna. After 13 years in exile, according to what we read in the Mahabharata, the great epic of Greater India, the Pandavas, after having been cheated at dice, kidnapped, multiple attempts to kill them, they finally fulfilled all the conditions of their exile and they came back to claim their kingdom. However, their opponents refused to honor their side of the bargain and said, "We will not give you back as much land as will fit underneath the head of a pin." Therefore, war became inevitable. So the Pandavas, who had been weakened and disenfranchised, living from hand to mouth in the forest for 13 years, had managed to get some allies around them, and they faced this huge army assembled by Duryodhana. And during the entire 13 years that the Pandavas were sitting by campfires in the forest, Duryodhana had been paying people off, bribing them, compromising them, that when it comes down to a showdown between us and the Pandavas, you'll stand on our side, won't you? Here's a little something to sweeten the pot. Yudhisthira, the super excellent devotee of Krishna and the eldest brother of the Pandavas, looked across to the champions that were lined up with the evil Duryodhan, facing them in battle. And before the battle commenced, Yudhisthira went to the first one, Grandfather Bhisma. All the soldiers and cavalry, the bad guys, misinterpreted Yudhisthira's action. They thought that in the face of such overwhelming odds and great champions like Bhisma, Dronacharya, and Salya and Karna, that Yudhisthira had lost his nerve, that he was coming to surrender to the Kauravas. And they said, just see this cowardly wretch, stricken with terror. He's gone to Bhisma to beg for his mercy. But Yudhisthira cared not a fig for what people said about him. He went before Bhisma. He got down. He touched the feet of Bhisma. He said, O invincible one, O great warrior, I bow to you. We will fight with you. Please grant us your permission and give us your blessings. And at this spirit of excellence and humility, Bhisma smiled. He raised his right hand in blessing. He said, O great king, if you had not come to me this day, I would have cursed you with defeat. I am pleased with you, my boy. Fight and obtain victory. Ask for a boon, Yudhisthira. Anything you desire. I'm here because of the wealth of Duryodhana, and like an impotent man, compromised, I stand against you in battle, although I know your cause is just. Tell me, my dear child, what you wish to have from me. And he said, I want to know how to kill you. Happily, Bhisma, standing in the ranks of his enemies, divulged to Yudhisthira how he could be killed. Because unless he could be killed, the Pandavas wouldn't get victory. Yudhisthira went to the next champion, Dronacharya. Dronacharya said, just like Bhisma, if you had failed to come to me, I would have cursed you to defeat. Now I am pleased with you. You have permission to fight. May victory be yours. Please tell me what I can do for you. I desire to give you a boon. Alas, I cannot fight for you, for I am a slave of Duryodhana's wealth, but I will pray for your victory. Yudhisthira began to cry as he heard Dronacharya's affectionate tone of voice. How cruel a fate it was that he had to fight those for whom he had so much esteem and respect. Drona looked lovingly at Yudhisthira. And Drona noted that although Yudhisthira was not as physically powerful as his brothers Arjuna and Bhima, he was strong in his ability to remain fixed on the path of virtue. He was a person of true excellence. Drona knew that a pious man is always protected by his virtue. He glanced at Arjuna's chariot across the field and he said, O king, your victory is certain. You have Krishna as your counselor, and righteousness is always with him. Where there is Krishna, there must be victory. O son of Kunti, go and fight with full confidence. And at last, Yudhisthira went to Salya. After asking Salya's permission to fight with him, he stood with folding hands, looking up at his maternal uncle. Salya sorrowfully replied, The Kuru's wealth has made me their slave. What can I do for you under these circumstances? I wish to bestow a boon upon you for having come to me in humility. What do you desire? And Yudhisthira reminded Salya of his promise that should he ever drive the chariot of Karna, the arch rival of Arjuna, that Salya had agreed to speak discouraging, negative comments to Karna. So that in the vital fight between the two rivals, Karna and Arjuna, Karna would become depressed and dispirited because of all the naysaying of his chariot driver. And that would give Arjuna the opening by which he could kill Karna, the greatest champion of the Kauravas. So Yudhisthira reminded Salya of his promise to discourage Karna when it came time for him to drive the chariot and fight with Arjuna. And Salya said, It shall be so. Go and fight. I will pray for your victory. Because of his spirit of excellence, he got the three greatest champions on the opposite side, Bhisma, Dronacharya, and Salya, to pray for his victory. And two of them reveal how they could be killed and one of them was going to be a means in killing the third great danger, Karna. Every one of his opponents wished for their defeat and Yudhisthira's victory. By his spirit of excellence, Yudhisthira had won the battle before the first arrow was even released. Now, because you prove day in and day out that you'll be faithful, that you'll be honest, that you'll be good to people, Krishna is going to trust you with more resources, more people, more influence to take more ground for the kingdom. You've been fruitful and faithful in the little things. Krishna now knows that he can trust you in the big things. Wealth, power, position, leadership, leverage, purposefulness, joy, peace. Most of the time, you will be anointed before you're appointed. Anointed before you're appointed. That means you'll have the promise, you'll have the dream, you'll have the calling, but you won't go straight to the throne. You'll be in the crowd. Now, how you act in the crowd will determine how, when, and whether you get to the throne. How you respond when you're anointed, but before you're appointed, is going to determine whether you make it to the palace. You have to be the best right where you are. You may have bigger things in front of you. You know you're going to head up that department. You know you're going to teach that class. You know you're going to run that business. The promise is in your heart. You've been anointed, but so to speak, you're doing something much smaller right now than what's in you. The secret is to give it your all, even though you're overqualified for that position. Will you serve others, even though you have more experience than them at the office? If you'll pass the test of being faithful in the small, then Krishna is going to trust you in the much. People don't determine your destiny. Someone may have you at a disadvantage. The supervisor doesn't give you any credit. A co-worker talks behind your back. But you take the high road and keep doing the right thing. Your time is guaranteed. It's coming. Keep on the high road. Promotion will come calling your name. Opportunity will come looking for you. The right people will track you down. Krishna knows how to vindicate you. He knows how to cause you to stand out. You may have had unfair things happen, setbacks. People left you out, cheated you, exiled you like the Pandavas, tried to discredit you. But Krishna saw what happened. Krishna's keeping the records. He hasn't forgotten about you. You've started to think you're falling behind. Now it's too late to reach your dreams. You've been stuck here for too long. No. Let me encourage you. You know your time is coming. Just keep doing the right things when the wrong thing is happening. Keep being good to people that aren't being good to you. You're going to come into one of those set times where Krishna catapults you right ahead. Sometimes Krishna does things gradually, little by little. And there are other times when Krishna will thrust you 20 years ahead in a fraction of the time. He'll not only make up for lost time, but he will accelerate you ahead like shooting you out of a cannon. Between 2001, when we opened this temple here in Spanish Fork, and 2012, we dreamed of having another campus in Salt Lake City. We knew there was so much potential up there. Because it was a 100 miles round trip between Salt Lake City and Spanish Fork, there were a lot of potentially active, involved families that we'd only see once or twice a year. If there were to be a center in the city, a gathering place only a few minutes drive from their homes, a lot of additional families could follow up on their interest in Krishna consciousness. We thought maybe if we could just get a foot in the door with a small storefront or rent a little house. So after 11 years of looking and believing, suddenly in 2012, an incredible property, 4 acres, 13,000 square feet of building, only 32 blocks from the Capitol, came up for sale at an incredible price. Even though Vi and I had no credit history, Chase Bank agreed to loan us the money so we could make the purchase. Not only that, 4 years later, in 2016, Sri Sharma, one of our dedicated members in Salt Lake City, literally forced us to start building a temple. Suddenly appeared with a donation of $150,000 and another loan of $208,000. And he insisted that we start building the Radha Govinda temple right then. Now, what was that? That was Krishna shooting us out of a cannon. Not once, but twice. Keep Krishna first place. You honor him by chanting his names. And then it's just only a matter of time before you go from working in the field, so to speak, to working in the palace. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. You don't have to make it happen, manipulate things, talk people into helping you. Krishna's going to send you the connections, the donors, the friends, the supporters, the architects. Krishna's going to lay his hand on your shoulder, whisper into your ear, now it's your time. You're going to see opportunity that comes looking for you, opportunity that puts you years down the road. You're going to think, how in the world did I get here? I didn't have the qualifications. I didn't have the money. I wasn't next in line. This should have taken my whole life. Suddenly, Krishna's thrusting me ahead. Get ready for your set times of acceleration. Do not give away your confidence, and it will be richly rewarded. It's easy to hear this and think, true, this is never going to happen to me. I've had a lot of bad breaks. I have huge obstacles in my path. I'm way, way behind where I should be. Well, it's true. That kind of thinking is going to limit your life. That is casting away your confidence. E. Stanley Jones wrote these words, I am inwardly fashioned for faith, not for fear. Fear is not my native land. Faith is. I am so made that worry and anxiety are sand in the machinery of life. Confidence is the oil. I live better by faith and confidence than by fear, doubt, and anxiety. In anxiety and worry, my being is gasping for breath. These are not my native air. But in faith and confidence, I breathe freely. These are my native air. Krishna is saying today, your time is coming. I'm about to do something unusual, something uncommon. I'm going to thrust you ahead, free you from that addiction that you struggled with for years, vindicate you and pay you back for the wrongs, take you from insignificant, mediocre, in the opinion of people, to influential, powerful. You just have to do your part and get in agreement with Krishna. Start thanking him that your time is coming. Start talking like it's going to happen. Start believing that it's on the way. And that's what it means to not cast away your confidence. And when you do this, Krishna promises you that you'll not just be rewarded, but you will be richly rewarded. Krishna will exceed your expectations. Make things happen that you didn't see coming. Just don't get talked out of your dreams. You may feel like you're stuck out in the fields. Nobody knows you're there. Nobody pays attention to your gifts. Can I tell you that's a prime position to get catapulted to a new level? People may not pay attention, but Krishna sees you very clearly. When you're a person of excellence in the rough times, Krishna cannot take his eyes off of you. When you're confident in spite of apparent setbacks, Krishna cannot help but start loading the cannon with powder. Krishna is getting ready to explode you forward. He's getting ready to make you an example of his goodness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's the one that matters. He controls the universe. He's already scheduled your set times. Set times of favor, set times of healing, set times of acceleration. There are moments in your future that are going to cause you to stand out. moments that will catapult you to a new level where favor comes looking for you. I heard about a young man. He had a dream to become a physician, graduated from college with honors. He applied to 40 medical schools. Only three got back to him. He interviewed with them. Unfortunately, he was turned down by all three. He was so disappointed. This is what he always wanted to do. He put all of his time and energy and focus into getting to medical school. Now that door had closed and he didn't understand it. He had worked so hard. Instead of being sour, he kept believing that his time was coming. He knew Krishna had not brought him this far to leave him. And when things happen that aren't fair, that you don't understand, you just have to trust that Krishna knows what's best for you, that his ways are not our ways. He doesn't always take us down the path that we thought. There will be doors closed that just don't make sense. People who should be for us are no longer around. We're doing the right thing, but the wrong thing keeps happening. Hey, none of this is a surprise to Krishna. He's already lined up the brakes you need, the open doors, the right people, the healing. It's already on the calendar. This young man attended a seminar for students wanting to get into medical school. One option they mentioned was working for the armed services. When he heard that, something ignited on the inside. That's what he wanted to do. He met a gentleman there who took an interest in him and went out of his way to put in a good word for him. And recently, he was accepted into the Armed Forces Medical School. He would not only receive a full scholarship and not only not have any costs for his medical education, but he would be paid a very substantial salary while he attended college. And what happened? He came into one of his set times. If Krishna had not closed those other doors, if a school would have accepted him earlier, he would have never seen this opportunity. That was more than he could imagine. He never dreamed that he would come out of medical school with no debt, having been paid the entire time. If you will hold on to and not cast away your confidence, Krishna will richly reward you. You may have gone through some disappointments. Some things didn't turn out the way that you'd hoped. You don't know what Krishna is up to. The reason that he closed those other doors is because he's got something better. Don't be discouraged by what didn't work out. Stay in faith. Hold your ground. Your time is coming. The right opportunity is on the way. And when it comes, you're going to be amazed. It's going to be better than you thought. That person who walked out of your life, it wasn't fair. It was painful, but it didn't stop your destiny. They left only to make room for someone better. Krishna has beauty for those ashes. You haven't seen your best days. Move forward even when you don't understand. When you know that Krishna God is ordering your steps, nothing can happen to you without his permission. You're not going to fall apart when a pandemic hits. You won't live bitter when somebody does you wrong. You won't give up in your dreams when life throws you a curve. Because you know it's all part of Krishna's plan. The setback is only setting you up so you can go further. Krishna had the solution before you had the problem. He already has the set time to turn it around, the set time to open the right door, the set time to bring you out promoted, vindicated, healthy, and whole. And the best news is that you don't even have to go looking for the blessing. The blessing's going to come looking for you. You won't be expecting it. It'll be an ordinary day, nothing special, and suddenly you're in the palace. Suddenly you're in charge of that temple. Suddenly you get the funding for the mission. Suddenly you get the expert health that you've been hoping for. You didn't see it coming. No sign of it. You went to bed the previous night without prospects, and you woke up this morning with divine opportunities for service stretching out before you. Music, acting, preaching, fundraising, painting, landscaping, foreign missions, language, architecture. After we announced that we needed an architect to help us build this Spanish Fort temple, we identified several members of the Indian community who are structural engineers and architects. We approached them, would you do this work as a service for the temple? And they all immediately agreed. We were excited. It seemed very promising at first. But 1 month went by, 2 months, 6 months, 8 months. And we realized they weren't really excited about donating the work. Of course, they said yes because they felt it was their obligation having come from that culture, but it did not seem a priority for them. We were definitely on the back burner, if we were even on the stove at all. A year dragged by, nothing happened. A lot of talk, a lot of phone calls, meetings, a lot of promises, but no real fire from the Indian architects and engineers. One day, I was in Salt Lake City. I stopped at the gym, was on the stationary bike. The person next to me recognized me and asked how work was going on the Spanish Fork Temple, because there had been newspaper articles and all. I said it was delayed because the architects and engineers weren't particularly excited about doing the work as a service for the temple. A fellow who was three bikes down moved over and sat next to me and said, "I'm sorry for eavesdropping your conversation. My name is Steve Haig. I'm an architect, and I would die for the chance to do this temple building. I can start tomorrow." Now, Krishna has suddenness in your future. You don't see anything improving. Everything looks the same. And then you step into a set time. It's going to happen hastily, in a hurry. Quickly, things turn around. Quickly, the door opens. Quickly, your health improves. Quickly, the building gets designed. It may be difficult now, but you don't know what Krishna has up on his sleeve. Any moment you could get the call in your life. You have to keep this hope in your heart. Keep your confidence that Krishna has already lined up these set times for you. If you just look at your situation in the natural, could be discouraging. Krishna puts dreams in our heart, after all, that we cannot accomplish on our own. We don't have the resources, the connections, the experience. That is in order that we'll learn to trust and depend upon Him. We're supposed to feel outnumbered. We're supposed to feel at a disadvantage. The sickness seems too great. The addiction stronger. That's in order that we can remind ourselves, my time is coming. One touch of Krishna's favor. One set time and things will suddenly change. Nothing can stand against our God. No sickness is too great, no addiction too strong, no enemy too powerful. When you're in a tough time, when it seems like there's no way out, the odds are against you, it's easy to live worried. During a pandemic, it's easy to fall apart. Instead, you have to remind yourself that Krishna has already established a set time for light to come bursting in. Set time for healing. Set time for breakthroughs. The word bursting means it's going to happen suddenly. It's not going to trickle. It's not going to drip. It's going to burst in. You didn't see it coming. You can't explain it. It's out of the ordinary. When you come into your set time, Krishna will make things happen that you couldn't make happen. He's not limited by what limits us. We're natural. He's supernatural. Don't cast away your confidence. Krishna is bigger than what you're facing. You may not see how it can work out. Logically, there's no way. The good news is you don't have to figure it out. All you have to do is honor the Lord by chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. When you believe on behalf of the Lord, all things are possible. When you go through the day saying, Krishna, I don't see a way, but I know You have a way. It doesn't look possible to me, but I know You can do the impossible. You will see those set times when Krishna shows out in your life. It may not have happened yet, but I believe you're closer than you think. Close to your breakthrough. Close to things turning around. Close to that child getting back on course. You wouldn't be hearing this today if you weren't about to see one of your set times. It seems like sometimes that everybody is being blessed except you. Everybody's gotten married except you. Everybody's getting promotion except you. It's like the favor valve has been shut off for you. Don't be discouraged that it hasn't happened yet. Your time is coming. Your baby is coming. Your healing is coming. Your temple is coming. Your ministry is coming. Your joy is coming. You're about to see things that you've been believing for a long time. promises that you thought would never happen, dreams that you were tempted to let go of. You're close to your times of favor. Now bring it to pass by saying, yes, Krishna, this is for me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's not far off in the distance. No, it's close. You're in the final stretch. Now just don't cast away your confidence. This is not the time to get discouraged, not the time to talk defeat. It is the time to stir up your faith, turn up your praise, talk like it's inbound all through the day. Krishna, thank you that my time is coming. Thank you that you're the way maker, the promise keeper, the miracle worker. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you do this, I believe that light is about to come bursting through. Krishna is about to surprise you. He's going to do something that you've never seen, something that will thrust you to a whole new level. Negative situations are about to suddenly turn around. Promotion is going to come looking for you. Meaningful service, leadership, influence, divine connections, breakthroughs, vindications, the fullness of your destiny in this life and next life. Back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.